Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Super Nintendo Voice Chat. I'm your host, Samuel Claiborne. Although our regular host is in the room today, we are just all doing many things and running around, and I set up a podcast schedule, and I think everybody else is going to stick to it. Sadly, everybody's being very quiet because they're all playing their new 3DSs during the podcast.
Alf just gave me a rhythm heaven piece.
I just got Ocarina of Time puzzle piece.
I think we're all ambassadors in here, right?
Yes, we are.
Are we all ambassadors? Are you an ambassador?
In that I use one of the DSs.
So the Royal Order of Nintendo Ambassadors meeting is now in session.
Excellent.
Yep.
No poor people allowed.
Member the first on my right is Brian Altano.
Brat, brat.
Member the second is Audrey Drake.
Brat, brat.
What the heck?
I've been wanting to. She finally did it.
Now do it with a Texas accent.
You could actually, you rolled the R's pretty well. That was good.
She did roll the R's.
That was good.
Oh, thank you.
We got Rich George.
How?
And we get Jack DeVries.
I can't roll my R's. I have to go brap, brap with my lips.
You sound like a toy car.
So we got a full room for the first time in a long time and a full schedule. It seems like people are pointing at their ears and trying to do stuff, but
I can't hear.
can you hear anybody?
I was trying to be subtle about it so that I didn't have to discuss it on the podcast, but that's okay. That's fine. Maybe not. Whatever. Who cares? I can hear you through these anyway.
Cool. Well, we're going
to
move.
Great show so far.
Yeah. Off to a nice start.
Great radio.
With little do you guys know that I've been blasting the awesome 8-bit jams during us talking this entire time.
So that's awesome.
I just hear them constantly because I drink.
So let's move into probably the longest segment of the show, which is What Hast Thou Been Playing? Because we've all been playing a lot of games, and they've all mainly, I think, been on Nintendo systems and almost specifically 3DS.
Yep.
And I want to point out that I've made a solemn pledge not to talk about Skyward Sword in this podcast because that's all we've talked about in the last three podcasts.
Yeah, totally.
We're done. And there's so much other stuff that we've been playing. It's amazing. I've barely even put down my 3DS.
Yeah,
I know totally. You haven't been playing Zelda, Brian. I'm sorry.
I played about 46 hours.
Or you haven't been talking about Zelda.
Then I stopped. No, because you guys were like, hey, let's go talk about spoilers and stuff. I'm not with that. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and as a shout-out, we just did a really fun spoiler cast, which we had Collins and people talked about their Zelda spoilers, and that's going to be ready for whenever you finish your Zelda game. Additionally, I don't know if anybody here listens to Retronauts, but it's my favorite podcast, and I should plug that we've been talking a lot about Nintendo games on that, and we did a whole episode on the Simpsons, Simpsons games.
That's awesome.
There was like five Simpsons NES games in 1 year, like 91 to 92. It was incredible.
Did you talk about the Game Boy game where he went to summer camp?
It's loosely based on Camp Krusty.
Yeah,
and there's four Game Boy games, and one of them is a Jack and the Beanstalk game they just like threw Bart into.
Nice.
In like 96, you know, at the height of the Simpsons.
Wow.
Unless I'm
totally just making this up because I really want it. They did announce the Simpsons arcade game is coming, right?
For Xbox Live, right. Which is awesome. We all concluded that's the best. That's the best Simpsons.
You haven't imagined it for a Nintendo system yet,
right? Well, so
imagine harder. Rich.
That's okay.
And then one of the
do you also want to recap Game Scoop and other podcasts while we're at it? Or should we get
recapping? I'm trying to get on with it.
This week on Nintendo's Knockin' Boots.
Which we're recording in like 40 minutes. So mm-hmm. Not we, but you.
Moving right along.
Stay tuned.
So, well, what have you been playing, Brian?
Everything. A lot of Zelda.
That was informative.
Well, it's good.
Audrey, a lot of Mario Kart, a lot of Rayman.
Let me like prompt you here. You have the 3DS update, which just came out, right?
Yes.
So does everybody here. That is suddenly we're all playing Find Me 2 again.
Yeah, we're playing Find Me 2.
Oh,
yeah.
I've
been playing a lot of Pushmo. Pushmo's a very, very
brilliant
fun puzzle game.
Yeah, have you guys actually Brian's really far in it. I am like on like puzzle 30.
I was telling Audrey that, you know, every couple of years a puzzle game comes along that is not only so great.
Sounds like the beginning of a movie trailer or something.
Yeah.
every few years a puzzle game. No, so
hey,
this is one of those games that just like totally screws with your perception of things outside of the game. When you finish playing it, you walk away and like you go on Firefox and all of a sudden like you want to push all the browsers tabs in and out. And
if you can walk away, you're like, oh, just one more, and then 10 more later.
Yeah, so I was talking to Audrey on Friday and I was like, should I pick it up? And she's like, yeah, it's really cool. Trust me, you'll love it. And Saturday I went and picked it up, and then it was Sunday night all of a sudden. I was like, what the hell happened to my weekend? I was sitting on my couch and Pushmo stole my
weekend. I like how the character is a weird sumo bear thing.
Yeah, see his butt crack the entire time. It's really weird.
He has the weird diaper thing that sumo people wear. That game is awesome, and we gave it like a 9.5. I think Lucas
totally
scored
it.
I had no idea like why people were playing it, why people were interested, but I guess it's because Nintendo first of all published it, which is cool. But the designer is intelligent, and they did what, Fire Emblem? Is that what
Fire Emblem? Advanced Wars? Kirby. Not it, what?
Not any of those.
Advanced Star Wars, Fox, Paper Mario.
Just stop. Just okay. Stop.
Yeah. So Paper Mario, Advanced
Paper
Wars,
Mario,
Fire
really?
Emblem. Huh. Yeah. One of them.
Well, that's kind of cool because it has the 3D perspective that you're like,
WarioWare also one of them. They haven't done all of those. Intelligent Systems gets mixed into the sort of
cost you a quarter
stuff.
I should modify this question for Audrey. What have you been reviewing?
Start
with Fortune Street, please.
Oh, okay. I reviewed Fortune Street,
which I really want to play.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool if you're in the mood for like a really long and invested board game.
Get in the mood.
Always.
Yeah, but I mean, it is fun, but like it'll take you hours to complete one game. And it's funny because the single player mode actually has where you can have it on out to lunch mode where it'll play the game for you.
Oh my
and
god.
So that's something when a game has a mode that lets it
play. It plays your character.
It lets it keep going so you can like go make a sandwich or something.
Because you're like, I want to see the last quarter of this game play out.
That's crazy. Yeah, because you're like, I've been playing the same game for 3 hours, but I'm hungry, so I'm going to make a sandwich while it keeps going.
That's ridiculous. So is it like a Mario Party?
It's nothing like Mario Party.
What? Okay, so you're just trolling me.
No, it isn't much like Mario Party.
It really isn't.
If you play for 3 hours and you're the best in the world, at the end it's just like, hey, you didn't land on enough red squares, and then you lose.
Roll the stock wheel.
There is a random element. Yeah, there is a random element, which is a little frustrating given how long the games go, because you can just think so hard about it, and then at the end the market crashes or something, and then suddenly you're in last place.
See, I hate that. Is that like a Japanese thing? They just like love that?
Chance.
Like, let's make it all fair. The rubber banding
board,
of everything.
Board games are just like, I mean, like, because they already have a level of chance to it. You're already rolling dice or drawing cards and stuff. And I felt like that was chance enough.
Yeah.
So why is it always
like,
agree with
that.
Also you get effed over. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
But like, that's it. I mean, it is very clever. Like the stock market and stuff.
What
it really expands.
What did you give it?
But I gave it a
7.
7.
7.
7.
We actually
spot.
We put it on our list of 2011's worst box arts.
Now let me. And I'm pointing this out. I probably ever been in this room, but the box art is like garish and weird, and you know it's stupid. But if you look on the back, there's like a character select screen, and one of the characters is a dice. And I swear to God, that's not a character in the game, right?
No,
it's just like they just put that in there too. It's like all the characters in the game, and then a die.
What is kind of funny is that if you play single player, then all of the computer players will be like Slime or whatever, and they'll make these crazy comments. Like Slime will be like, "Oh wow, you really squished your way first on that one," or something. It's really hilarious.
So it read like one of our headlines.
Yeah, it's like one of my headlines.
So Jeremy Paris from 1UP's theory on why Nintendo published that game is that because, and this is completely unofficial,
the search for more
money.
It's
just a theory. Well, no, it's that since they have the rights to publish Dragon Quest stuff, like they are just not refusing any other. So like since they have 10 and 9,
right?
Like they're obligated to release.
Yeah, but there are
it's like, you know, games they should
be localizing right now.
My theory is they had nothing for 2011, and they really needed something for 2011.
Yeah,
figure they're like it can't be as bad as a Wii Play Motion or Mario Sports Mix or any other garbage that we did in the beginning
Wii
of the year.
Yeah. It was funny.
It's
as,
better than Mario Sports
I mean, and we're going to get to this topic in a bit, but Audrey and I were talking about 2012 is already shaping up. Zelda aside, sort of like how good Zelda is aside, 2012 is already shaping up to be better than 2011 for Wii owners, which is really weird.
It doesn't take much.
Which is like four games. But
That's like saying Pile of Dust is shaping up to be better than Pile of Dirt.
Yeah.
If you take Zelda away from the equation, I mean, this was a pretty rough year.
Yeah.
It's a shit year anyways. Like, one game doesn't make up for it, you know? Like, and...
Pika. And Audrey, that's just the very tip of the iceberg of what you've reviewed and we haven't talked about in the podcast.
Yeah, I've done Shinobi, I've done Mario Kart, I've done Mario 3D Land. Done
keep her busy.
Just lots of stuff.
I haven't played. I've played Mario 3D Land and mm-hmm. I've played a lot of Mario Kart. I haven't mm-hmm. played Shinobi at all. Is that a game you're going to recommend?
Yeah, it's totally. I mean, it's really fun.
An iPhone game on a 3DS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's not really.
It's not on iPhone.
There's not really a lot to it, but if you're just sort of nostalgic for that genre, then you can
Or for the series.
Or for the series, yeah.
I know people that are really into Shinobi, and like, and I know we'll probably get emails about this. I think it's garbage. That series sucks.
Shinobi?
Yeah, except for the later Genesis ones. I'm just saying, like, Shinobi in the arcade, like, that game is garbage. I don't know how people like that. You're like a giant sprite. You walk really slow and throw these.
I like Shinobi 3.
Yeah, that's the one that like people like a lot. And that one's cool. I mean, there's lots of like platforming and robots.
Yeah,
and
it has like
stuff,
some of the moves from some of the later games, so it's a little more interesting. But mm-hmm. it's still pretty basic.
But pass, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's just
what 7.5, I think.
7.5. Yeah.
So better than Fortune Street. but the two games that I'm sure all of us have played are the Mario games.
Yeah,
and like I've been playing Kart like crazy. You guys have too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you played?
I've been playing Kart actually. Okay. Yeah. I've been playing Need for Speed the Run. I made a poor decision in my racing games on the 3DS.
That's out too, huh?
Yeah. I need to go review that.
It snuck out in the middle of like the November onslaught. So
if you guys are waiting for that review, just
if there was any
keep
truth
waiting.
Behind that,
skip it.
Like you would like if it wasn't that you were reviewing it for your job and that you actually went into the store and picked that game, I would call you like the world's worst gambler.
Oh yeah, like all my friends came out with Mario Kart and
we
I came out with Need for Speed.
I'd never hang out with you. I'd be like, oh, let's take the bus home. You'd be like, no, let's swim through the River of Fire.
River of Fire.
Is there a River of Fire between here and Oakland?
Yes.
Is that how you get home?
Yeah, that's why I'm moving.
It's either that or the bridge, either way.
Oh man, I had somewhere to go with that, but I can't remember. Audrey, what is your or anybody who's played it? What are your go to carts in Mario Kart? Because I've been enjoying the
Soda Jet cart all the way.
The Soda Jet is that the little plane?
Yeah,
that's what I just got, and I love it. And you add like high handling wheels.
Who's using wheels other than the standard wheels?
The standard wheels are great. I like the wooden wheels. I haven't unlocked those yet. There's like these little tiny wheels that
I like. Technology. I'm getting in my wooden car, winning this race.
I feel lame still using the standard wheels because I'm like, yeah, I got my Soda Jet and I got my golden wheel and my standard wheels.
Do you guys have any the gliders that aren't like stupid and girly?
I got Peach's Parasol, which I refuse to use.
It's the best one, and like it's Peach's Parasol.
I only use that with Bowser because it makes me laugh.
Yeah. Well, Bowser's got this one car that's just like a tank. It's the slowest thing.
I haven't seen that yet.
I never played Mario
high speed, but
yeah.
Slow acceleration.
I never play Mario Kart as the really big
the heavy characters.
Yeah,
I'm always,
in battle mode, I do.
Yeah,
all right.
I tried Bowser in a demo and it just.
I mean, it's fun because you can just roll over Toad and kill him.
Now, does that matter in this game? Are there weights to the characters?
Yeah, they handle differently.
Yeah,
really,
they do.
I didn't pick up on that at all.
Each character has a base value, but if
well, I know the parts do, but
no, the characters do too. If I recall correctly, you don't really get a sense of. I mean, you just have to assume based on prior knowledge what a character
exactly doesn't say it,
which is stupid.
Yeah, it is kind of dumb.
Yeah, but the presentation was lacking a bit in that.
Yeah, if I can see all the cart. Attributes. Mm-hmm. I should be able to see the character.
Even then, like in
attributes.
The carts, I would have loved to be able to put different carts side by side, so I could see. Oh,
sure.
This one is better than this one. So I'd be like, put my thumb here. Okay, this one's a little less than that.
Yeah. They have some work to do there.
Yeah.
So, Rich, you've been playing anything we haven't talked about yet?
Resident Evil.
That's right. I forgot. And you can talk about it.
Yeah, that's mostly what I've been playing over the past like
couple weeks.
So, have you beat the game?
No, I mean, I basically stopped once I got enough for the coverage.
Can't talk about it, but that sounds like a lot of content.
I mean, it's all up now. We did 5 days in a row of just tons, like an hour's worth of footage. We showed off the first boss. It's about 7 hours of gameplay, 7.5 hours of gameplay.
That you've covered?
That I've played. We've covered just about all of it. There were a few elements to the game that I just didn't cover.
Does it seem like a big game? Like where you're at
now? I mean, in terms of like
length, usually like 20 hours. That's a contemporary Resident Evil.
This is probably a little bit shorter. I know about how many chapters in the game, and I'm not really allowed to say that because I've just sort of been monkeying around with menus.
Why do I laugh at that? I shouldn't have laughed at that.
It's like we're back in middle school or something.
You know, why not? Did it take you 20 hours to beat Resident Evil? I'm still laughing at that. I'm sorry. Did it take you it took you 20 hours to beat Resident Evil 4 or 5 on your first
try? I think
try?
So, yeah.
Felt like it for me, too.
Yeah.
It's weird because I can beat Resident Evil 4 in, like, what, like 5 hours now?
Yeah, you can get through it.
Yeah.
But you spend like so 15. Much time looting. You know?
Yeah. I remember 15 hours for 4. 5 felt pretty short to me, though. But,
yeah, it did. Maybe about 10 or 12.
That's I thought they were pretty equivalent, but
I
ended up playing that game like 5
hours. It sucks.
I mean,
I like 5.
5, I think, is a good game. It's just not what you want a Resident Evil game to be, and it's also just entirely too derivative of 4 and does everything in a subpar manner.
Yeah. So, you don't think Revelations is exactly like 4, too?
So, Revelation, no, to answer that question. Cool. Revelations would be like...
I'm just curious.
It still wants to be a super all-out action title, but it knows when to do it and when not to do it. So 5 never understood that everyone still wanted to play a survival horror game. Mm-hmm. So it just gave you a ton of ammo, a ton of guns, and you just went and blew the hell out of everything, and you were playing with somebody else in your headset.
Did you ever play the expansion where you're in the spooky mansion?
Yeah, it wasn't spooky.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I think so. I'm not sure.
But it was interesting that they
tried to go old school RE with the puzzles in the mansion, and they almost got it, but you still had two characters running around.
Well, old school RE would be puzzles you just could never solve.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm really happy there's games that are like not doing that anymore.
Well, what works about
that? You'd walk into a room and see a statue in the middle of the goddamn floor and be like, I wonder if I should investigate it.
It's missing an eye. To be fair, Sam,
Zelda had plenty of puzzles I couldn't solve.
It was one huge puzzle that I couldn't solve when I was 8, I'll tell you that. I can't even play. Remember, I was playing it recently for the first time all the way through.
For the first game?
I just beat that on my 3DS.
Yeah, because I always quit out. I'm just like, this is so stupid. And then I would go up to Brian, and I'd be like, Brian, where do I go after this? And he'd be like, well, I play that once a year, so this is what you do.
Yeah, that's how I got through. Ingrained in my head. Like,
I couldn't tell you like my ex-girlfriend's birthday, but I can tell you where all the heart pieces
are. I know, it's like, okay, right, up, left.
I did that in high school. My friend and I sat down and said, okay, we're going to beat this game again. And it took us a couple weeks.
I tried to do that with Super Mario Brothers. It's so hard.
Yeah.
It is. Those last like 3 levels are freaking brutal.
Yeah.
Revelations, I mean, I think what's cool about it is that it divides itself into chapters. And they're very distinct about, like, if you're playing with these characters in this setting, it's more action packed. And if you're playing with these characters in this other setting, it's much more survival horror. So it has a really good self awareness in that respect, which is actually really smart of it.
So when you're under your covers and playing at night, are you like really scared?
Honestly, there are several points where I jumped.
I hate it when people say that in comments. They're like, well, the thing is I'm just not scared anymore.
It's attached to the table. it's actually scary.
I pictured Rich in like pajamas in a pop tent. And a flashlight. He's like,
totally.
Oh, boy.
Actually, did play it in the dark in the capture bay. I turned off the lights just to see what was
going on. Oh, Rich.
Like, this is awesome. This is scary.
Make it street pass.
Okay.
You guys are street pass.
It looks like you guys are trying to, like, like how they try to encourage pandas to.
I would describe what they're doing, but they're just waving their 3DSs around.
3DSs to fall in love, like, please, come on.
You have a lot in common.
All right, to get through this epic segment, Jack, you got anything else?
Feels like a friend.
I know.
I mean, I reviewed Sonic Generations on 3DS recently.
No, that's not coming. Oh no, that is out. But Rayman's not coming out on 3DS for a while.
Not for a little while. Okay. Yeah. Like
and you didn't like it nearly as much. I saw it was like 7.
Not nearly as much. Yeah, 7, I think, is what I gave it. It was just, it's fine. It actually hits the like nostalgia button a lot harder than the console version does.
How strange.
But that makes it like last less time. So like they have levels that are like just straight up taken from like Genesis games and Dreamcast games, like they're the same level. So it's really cool first because you're like, oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And then, but
you probably played those a lot.
But yeah, like I've played the first level from Sonic and Knuckles dozens of times, hundreds of times. Yeah, the mushroom.
Oh man. Burr, yeah.
Burr. Yeah, and then a little like thing that comes up from the ground always gets me. But like, you know, it's like I wasn't interested in going back and like really trying to get my time better on that, like because who cares? So yeah, it just kind of doesn't really. But it has Chaos Emerald stages, which the console one doesn't have. So
are they like the old ones? Like, is one a rotating level?
They're like Sonic 2 the Chaos half pipe? Ones. They're like, running through the half pipe, but a lot faster.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I can see that. Like, do they have water slide variations?
No.
That was the coolest level in Sonic 3, the water slides.
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
Cool. And snowboarding.
Because water slides are fun. I don't know if you guys know that.
I've heard. Yeah.
I've heard about those.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a wet hedgehog.
Yep, who can't swim
with a flying fox. Who those two animals love to get wet. Keep talking.
This is going on. Are you done?
We were letting you go because we thought there was a bit there. No, and it was going to get funny.
I'm just saying they love to go on water.
I don't have time to edit out this stuff, Brian.
I know, there's so much worth editing here. Moving along.
Well, I just wanted to point out that most people here talked about playing 3DS games. Like, the 3DS is suddenly a awesome system.
It's suddenly got a ton of content on it.
Yeah, I just beat Uncharted. I mean, do we want to talk about those games? Like, I beat Uncharted last night, so there's that, I guess.
Did you? I've been playing Connectimals on my iPad this whole time.
No one cares. Not a Nintendo game. Yeah, nobody cares. I'm really mad right now, actually, because there's a lot of people, like Anthony, who works at IGN, walked into a Best Buy 2 days ago with me, and he put down $200, and he got a 3DS, a gift card for $50, and then he used the gift card to get their buy two, get one free game. So for $200, he got 3D Land, Mario Kart, and Zelda, and a 3DS.
Good deals.
Well, he's really behind on the hat.
That's a really good...
He has to catch up on puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
We're like, well, we got them at launch for $250,
he's
and
also
then
not
we did
getting Minish Cap on Friday.
He's going to have to buy Yoshi's Island.
But neither are we, maybe. So that's a good segue. We are all getting amazing GBA games, though.
Yeah.
When is that?
Except Friday. All the people that also bought it at the price cut.
For sure. 16th, yeah.
Not 100%.
That's a Japanese thing.
That's a Japanese thing.
Yeah.
Last time
in Japan, they announced their 10 games, and then they said, we're not confirming these for the United States, and then they did.
They just showed up anyway, I think, if I recall. I don't even remember if NOA actually like outright said they were coming. They just showed up.
Some loser wrote that news piece, so I just skimmed it.
So people have been... Did we know five of these before? We did, right?
We knew five of them before.
So you're going to have to remind which ones are the newest five, but we got F-Zero.
Minish Cap is definitely...
I got Fire Emblem's new.
Okay, F-Zero. New. Yoshi's Island.
Old.
The Legend of Zelda, The Minish Cap.
New.
New.
Fire Emblem, The Sacred Stones.
New.
Kirby and the Amazing Mirror.
New.
Lame.
What? Really?
Old.
Is that new?
I mean, old. I thought it was old.
I don't know.
I mean, I said new originally.
What's our count?
We're at five. So we got Super Circuit.
That's old.
Old.
That's
old.
Very old.
Mario versus Donkey Kong.
Old.
Really? That was an
answer? For a wealth of information.
You can't just say no.
You guys don't have to say new or old. I'm just reading the list.
Say old or ew.
And then
someone say noid.
Metroid Fusion, which we knew about.
Yeah.
Wario Land 4.
Old new.
And WarioWare Inc. Mega Micro Games.
Old.
The best GBA game of all time.
Which is awesome because they actually
Except
sell
for the other WarioWare Twisted.
Yeah. Austin, did you realize
I think they're both great.
There's a bunch of games in Wario Land where they took those games out and they sold them for $2 each on the DSi store.
No way.
That's right. Yeah.
Like Paper Plane and Puyo Pop and all that crap. That. You can go buy all that stuff for like $15 each or just download those for free and get it.
So now to recap, this is coming out December 16th in Japan for Ambassadors, which means you had to have bought the 3DS early and you cannot activate it now.
Before the price drop, you had to have.
Yes.
Right? Like, even if you got an expensive 3DS now, Nintendo doesn't care.
Technically, what you had to do was buy it before the official date. You could. Every store dropped the price prematurely anyway. Basically the second Nintendo announced it, even though it wasn't effective. So a lot of people got away with the cheap system.
I guess what I'm saying is,
can you
be an ambassador now if you weren't before?
No.
Like, if you buy a launch system now, you can't be an ambassador. Yeah. It had to have been registered.
You'd have to beat up and rob an ambassador.
To the best of our knowledge, you're able to transfer everything to a new system. It looks like everything does apply.
I transferred everything.
So unless there's some glitch, it works.
I transferred over to my new Zelda 3DS, and the certificate goes, everything goes. Well, even your saved data.
That certificate is stupid. It doesn't do anything.
You don't like your $75 interactive JPEG?
Yeah, it's how you know you're an ambassador.
Yeah.
Show it off.
Fool your friends.
Not everyone can listen to that song.
Throw your voice.
Fool the UN.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you guys a trivia question. What do you think the lowest score any of the games on that list got?
8.5.
That's wrong.
Of those GBA games?
Yeah.
8.4.
6.2.
I want to say F-Zero got the worst score.
8.
Oh, which game or the score?
Yeah, I'm just asking.
F-Zero got the worst score at a 6.8.
All right. Here's the answer. The lowest score is an 8.
Okay.
Which is really high. Awesome. And F-Zero got a 9.0.
What?
Oh, my God.
So
what was the 8?
Now, I went in and averaged all these. And they come out to an average of 8.94 score wise. So these are all like desert island games.
It's surprisingly good
according to Craig
games.
In 1999.
Yeah, when he was giving everything
the only
a 10.
Game.
Lowest score is Kirby and the Amazing Mirror at 8.0, and Mario vs. Donkey Kong got 8.5. Though I think that game is solid. I know Craig didn't like the series. But
what,
Mario vs. Donkey Kong, I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'd say, like, on the high end of these games, like, Wario Land has got a really good score, and Minish Cap. and F-Zero. And then Mario Kart Super Circuit got the highest score, but I'm not too excited about that.
That is the worst Mario Kart game.
I agree.
It has aged the worst.
Yeah.
It's just not fun. It was
cool because you could play four like players courses. With one cartridge.
Yeah.
And that was really awesome, and that was a thing that Nintendo
and
did
you
for
probably
a second.
Won't be able to do that, right?
No.
On the downloadable
version.
They
haven't done multiplayer with any other.
Yeah, probably not.
But they're going to update the 8-bit ones.
They said they were going to let you do multiplayer on the
Nintendo
NES
says
one.
A lot of things.
Well, so like, yeah, well, we'd be able to play multiplayer with each other, like, even though we all have it, though.
Ambassador only multiplayer?
I don't think
I
so.
Yeah.
Did they?
I mean, what's the point of even having that Mario Kart game?
Did they update the NES titles?
They
exactly.
Have not yet, no.
Oh, nope. Good. Excellent.
Yep.
Well, and like, these Mario Kart tracks are in the new Mario Kart.
Yes.
Yeah, some of them are.
And they're boring.
They're still pretty bad. Boring
yeah.
tracks.
Although in Mode 7, they'd be kind of funny. So yeah, like those are great games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have much more to say about them. My favorite one of that list is probably WarioWare.
Yeah.
But it's a great Zelda. And I haven't played Wario Land. Have you guys played Wario Land 4?
No.
No, I don't think so.
It's supposedly really good. Jeremy Parrish loves it, I know. And
Jeremy Parrish
just
also
wrote
likes
a
Shonen
article
the Wanderer.
Yeah, he likes the JRPGs, right?
Yeah.
Is it a dungeon game?
It's a mystery dungeon game.
A roguelike,
it is.
Yeah.
I remember because there's a big NeoGAF thread where they're like, Jeremy's cool and Jack is dumb. I was
like, oh, did you review that?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, NeoGAF.
I didn't know that.
So many memories.
So we're going to be playing our 3DS a lot more in the coming months, it seems like. We might be playing the Wii also. And here's why. There's a couple release dates announced. I don't know. Like
Sam,
February 13th.
I can't play release dates.
Rhythm Heaven Fever.
Okay.
Do you guys know anything
that for
about
5 minutes?
No. I know Beyonce loves it.
I'm gonna throw out a statement.
She loves that.
People love that game.
Hmm?
Japan loves that game.
Yeah,
she hasn't been
I know
paid to
Americans
love
will love
yet.
That game. Mark Ryan likes that game a lot. Rhythm Heaven. It's very WarioWare like, from what I understand. It's like a little beat mini games.
Musical WarioWare.
The DS one is really good.
I really like the DS enjoyable. One. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. So you don't think this will be good because it's on Wii?
I think it'll be very entertaining and cute, and I will play it for probably
know.
An hour.
Tell me what you think, Jack. Like, I loved the DS one; it was really clever and entertaining. But that's not the kind of experience I really would want to do on a home console.
Yeah, it was a much nicer portable kind of experience.
Yeah, like I can't imagine just popping it in and
I think we're gonna like this game.
So I hope that this is something kind of bigger and different, and not just
your television.
Okay, cool.
Ding 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 ding. You could do it with the Wii U.
Well, it's not just like shake, 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 and then it's like, that game's done.
Yeah, if it's shake-based, then it won't work.
Yeah, it'll be... Yeah,
Well, I guess Just Dance, like, people...
That's
well, that
it, like,
really do
I mean, it could be awesome. Could you imagine if they had actually tried to do, like, a full Elite Beat Agents, like, on the Wii?
That would be cool.
Before all
That'd
these
be
dance
great.
Games kind of came out?
Yeah.
They really missed an opportunity to get in on the...
They missed a lot of opportunities.
Wii dance game market.
They Although they did a lot of they made a lot of money anyway, so
that's true. That's true.
So what else is coming?
Mario Party 9 on March 19th.
Just don't.
And I will volunteer right now to review that game because I love that series.
Go for it.
I have Mario Party 7 shot glasses that will be used liberally in the
I will,
the reviewing
okay, so
of that game.
I will get trashed with you and play that game.
I've never played
it
any other way.
I'm in. Let's get drunk and play Mario Kart 9.
We'll live stream it.
That would be really funny.
Mario Party.
That would actually be.
Yeah. He is already.
The video, video review, new style of video review.
I'll have you guys over. Yeah. It's fun.
That'd be really fun.
It's a lot of fun. And then we also got Xenoblade coming out probably in April.
I'm just gonna go beat
it. I've never
in,
heard
like,
of this
January.
Game. Have you guys heard of this game?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
I don't know.
I'm just gonna go beat it in January and then be done with it.
Sounds dumb.
Yeah.
Frankly,
totally.
Xenoblade
doesn't really even sound like a game that should come here.
Yeah.
Sounds like something Europe would want, but
I don't think anyone's gonna buy that.
The rest of the world, Americans don't.
It's
like
a boutique
those games.
Japanese.
If you guys are interested, you could start a petition or something. But I honestly don't see a lot of people signing.
Yeah,
it.
It'll never work.
Yeah.
We saw the box art for that. It had
it
a
looks
sword.
Exactly.
Have a blade on it.
It had a blade. It had a Xenoblade on it.
Are you sure it was the Xenoblade?
I have no idea.
It is.
well. So that's happening. And we got a couple, and that's it for Wii, right? We got Rhythm, Heaven, Xenoblade,
well,
Mario
Q1.
Party.
That's Q1. So.
That's what we know. Yeah.
Yeah,
if
man,
there's a
Q2
for
Q1.
Wii, I'm going to be very upset.
No, Skyward Sword 2 is coming out in Q2, right?
There will be a Q2.
Yeah. No, Deadly Creatures 2.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yes.
I would love that. I love that game.
I haven't played it.
I would not be surprised to see Last Story show up in Q2. You know,
please,
I mean, they'll have like one or two things.
You want that more than Xenoblade?
I do. I'm so excited about it.
I suspect that Xenoblade is the better game, like gameplay wise. But
we gave it a 9.
Last Story is gorgeous. Yeah, no, we've already reviewed Xenoblade, so don't expect anything. Yeah, I would not be surprised to see the last story show up, though. Just
cool. Inevitable. We also got some 3DS games with release dates announced. Kid Icarus is March 23rd. I completely forgot about that game. But like, in the really slew of stuff that just came out that I'm loving, I don't even need Kid Icarus anymore.
I haven't forgotten about it, but I've never been like overwhelmingly impressed by it either. So
I don't want it to ruin my childhood by destroying
Kid Icarus that I know and love.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Don't even compare it to it. It's a completely different game.
Yeah.
I just don't now he find it fun to play.
He fights a dark version of himself, Dark Pit.
That's what all Nintendo games do.
I know.
Wow. They've done it with every single character now.
Yeah.
Except for Donkey Kong. There's been no dark Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
there was
Yonkey
Dong.
There was Funky Kong, to be fair.
True.
He was a dark version. He was an evil, evil version.
That's racist.
A funky version.
Wow, this went places.
Well done, Audrey. Yeah. It did go places.
And we got Revelations on February 7th, which you already heard about.
That's Resident pretty solid.
Revelations.
There's more.
Right? Maybe you can trade in your Resident Evil game that you got last summer that...
Mercenaries.
Yeah. Mercenaries. Well, Mercenaries,
Which should have been included in Revelations.
Everyone's rushing to buy that one used.
Yeah.
There are more.
You can't
games,
play it used.
Right?
No.
I mean, what else?
Metal
you tell
Gear.
Me.
You got Metal Gear. Wait, what?
Metal Gear? That looks crappy.
Why?
Because it's Metal Gear Solid 3.
You don't like Metal Gear Solid
3? Hell no.
Why? You get to eat
That's
snakes.
The one where it's not Solid Snake, right?
No, that's 2.
You get to shoot crocodiles.
I thought this one was 2. It was 2.
Is where
you're
big boss.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah.
Who's like? Isn't he the bad? He's the bad guy. Like
he talks the same.
Okay, yeah, he's a clone.
They're clones,
like,
you know.
It's dumb.
I'm curious about it. I 3 is the one I never played a lot at all. So what I'm looking forward to doing is playing it with the SlidePad Pro, which also comes out February 7th, which is GameSpot Stop exclusive. I never always
Which we have in the office now.
We do have it in the office, but we have no games to play it with.
No.
I mean, the problem is that the way our equipment is designed, like the systems that will actually play unfinished games cannot physically accommodate the SlidePad Pro right now. So I'll have to wait until I get like a retail.
And to reiterate, we have the giant boat attachment for the 3DS in the office right now.
CirclePad Pro.
It hooks onto our 3DS. It takes one battery, which lasts 450 hours.
480
hours.
Yeah. Gosh, Sam.
And you clip it on there, and we can't do anything with it. Yeah. So it just makes it less comfortable. Yeah. But we can give some impressions of it for sure.
Sure. Yeah. I would say so. A, it's lighter than you think it is. It looks like the world's most clunky thing, and it is visually, but like when you actually hold it, it's not bad. B,
Game Gear esque.
It's going to be very important for games like Revelations and Metal Gear. It's not Game Gear esque. Have you seen a Game Gear recently?
That thing
is ginormous.
That's my favorite version of Mortal Kombat.
I was watching an episode of Game Pro TV the other day, and they pulled that thing out, and it's just ridiculous looking. Why isn't this thing working?
Anyway, I'll bring one in. We can do a size comparison.
Yeah, we should. Actually, that'd be funny.
Though, wait, there'll be no comparison because it takes 6 double A's.
Yeah.
It takes 6 double A's an hour.
CirclePad Pro, it's reasonably comfortable, more comfortable than you'd expect. I don't think it's great. I think that the face buttons are a little bit too far from the right stick. I dislike the fact that the two sticks have different resistance levels. Like, one, they feel slightly different.
That's kind of what threw me off the most.
I've held this thing 3 times now. Once in the office, I played Resident Evil with it at a demo event, and then I held it at TGS. Each time, the sticks felt slightly different to me. Mm-hmm. And it might just be that each experience was separated by some time, so maybe I'm just remembering it improperly. But I seem to recall one experience with it feeling the sticks had different resistance levels than now. So I'm wondering, like, if there's some sort of manufacturing variation whatever.
Products may vary, folks.
I'm sure all our 3DSs vary.
See what happens.
Yeah,
I gotta say, like, I'm really used to the circle pad on my 3DS now. Yeah. And I played another one recently, and it wasn't exactly the same.
Okay,
but like, man, like I remember thinking like this thing's awkward and annoying, and it is. But like, it's in the back of my mind now. Like, when I play Mario Kart, I'm like,
Jack
totally
and I played a demo for what was it, Lego Harry Potter or Lego Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah,
and the demo units they brought in, they had just been used for hundreds of hours.
Circle pads are like sliding all over the place.
Really? So they have a shelf life then, huh?
Oh, definitely. I mean, these circle pads on the 3DS unit are cheap. I don't like them. I've never been a huge fan of them, especially when sort of the texture or whatever of it starts to wear off, and then it just starts, your thumb starts slipping a lot. The ones on the Wii U are way, 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 way better, even though I don't want them on the Wii U, but they are better technically. But yeah, so I mean, that's the stuff to note. You can't switch carts with the slide pad or Circle Pad Pro on it. You actually have to take the thing off. It holds the system in place with rubber nubs along the perimeter of the system. It's not like a
and it advocates
hook.
Using the wrist strap while you use it.
Yeah, just in case
it just falls off.
Yeah, it's the thing stupid.
It blocks you from having a game. And I think it's infrared that
it communicates with the infrared.
So there's no plug.
Can you? Right. Is there an on-off switch?
For the device?
Yeah.
No.
Okay,
no,
so
plug in,
so
plug go.
480 hours is 20 days.
Yeah.
Is a game going to come out every 20 days, or am I going to have to unscrew that thing and replace the battery every single time I go to use it?
I would assume it's just if you're doing direct input, right? So if you unplug it, then it's just...
It's talking about playtime where it's getting input. I think it's off. It's like a TV remote, where it's just off all the time. Like, they do estimate, like, this will last you 800 hours.
Transmitting signal. So I think it's 480 hours of transmitting signal.
Yeah, but if it's infrared, then wouldn't it just be constantly trying to transmit a signal if its battery's in?
Uh-oh.
I think it's on-off.
No, because, I mean, remote,
right?
What
would be on-off? It just kind of sticks in there.
No, I mean, like, when you press it sends
digital,
a signal, but if you're
like
not pressing
it... That's true. Like, that's why arcade controllers don't run out of battery. I mean, or, like, use power until you, like,
I mean,
you touch them.
That is something that you would want to keep it popped in there if you're not playing it.
Maybe you don't want to leave a book, like, on top of your buttons or something.
We're going to do some rigorous testing.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you go hold
you
down a button
out,
for
Jack.
20 days.
In 18 days, I'm going to go pick up Goldfarb's thing and see if it works.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's
also the triggers aren't very... good.
Oh,
I don't think either.
A GameStop exclusive.
Yeah, GameStop exclusive.
It's just weird.
Like Audrey said, the Z triggers.
So Xenoblade, by the way. I forgot to mention
it
that.
Is,
you know, like all the products Nintendo has a lot of faith in.
Honestly, that's what it comes down to, if they just don't think it's necessary. So here's just in my head, why, if you're a company that is releasing an important accessory that actually makes some third-party games much more, you know, important and accessible, blah, 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 why would you limit it to one retailer alone? Probably because you have another model coming. I mean, you know, that's what sticks in my head. Like, why would you deliberately limit this device that has Metal Gear, Resident Evil, and Kingdom Hearts coming for it, unless it was a scenario like that where you know that 5, 6, 7 months from now there's something else coming.
To Nintendo's credit, I honestly think it's because, and I totally agree with you that a redesign's coming.
We all know
always
that. I mean,
coming.
That's obvious.
That's, you know, you don't need a crystal ball for that. But.
Yeah.
I think they just know that the average person is stupid, and if you put something like that in stores, people, like, I would go into a Walmart, in this story, I play the average stupid person.
Yeah, I think we call that the Wii Zapper effect.
Yeah, exactly, where I just go into a store, I buy it, I bring it home, and I hook it up, and I'm like, cool, let's play Super Mario 3D Land, and I'm just sitting there like, this doesn't do anything.
So you limit it to the stores where people have some slightly
some
higher
education. Of an idea. Yeah, exactly.
Which,
not Walmart,
knowing GameStop
Walmart
is not,
but,
yeah.
Exactly, yeah, no, I'm not
some of the people I've seen in there, especially in downtown San Francisco, you're like, huh, okay,
yeah. How
you should not be allowed in.
They let you walk out with a free Zelda box. That was strange.
Yeah, that was fun.
Like, can I just take one of these Zelda?
Terrible.
Leading to the best prank in the history of pranks.
Yeah, if you haven't ever seen this, they pranked Audrey by saying we got Zelda. This is before Zelda came out.
What
obviously.
Was that site that called me like cruel or whatever? And
Zelda
was like,
Dungeon.
PETA?
Awesome
Zelda Dungeon.
People there who know what's up.
All right, let's move on to a final-ish topic: Miyamoto Gate. Dun, 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 dun.
Dear Lord. Yep.
Let me read you a quote that Chris Kohler, that Chris Kohler published in Wired last week.
Who is Chris Kohler?
Thursday afternoon, I believe.
Who's Chris Kohler?
Chris Kohler from Wired.
Okay. Wired editor, like their games editor or whatever. Runs
their
blog.
He's the Game Life editor. Yep. Yeah.
Sometimes you can see him at HRD.
He's a trustworthy guy. He loves retro games. He's also on Retronauts sometimes.
Yeah.
He loves
he's a good guy. And he's a good translator. And they had a translator at this thing. Yeah. Anyway, so he interviewed Shigeru Miyamoto, who's in town probably for VGA stuff, right?
Yeah.
He said, to quote Miyamoto, "Inside our office, I've recently been declaring, I'm going to retire. I'm going to retire. I'm not saying that I'm going to retire from game development altogether. What I mean by retiring is retiring from my current position. What I really want to be is in the forefront of game development once again myself, probably working on a smaller project, even with younger developers, or I might be interested in making something that I can make by myself, all by myself. Something really small." So Popeye 2 confirmed.
Yeah. Donkey Kong
4.
Yeah.
Basically, that quote sounds a lot like he's not like really pulling back from his main duties every day. Rich, what would you describe his duties as now? I mean, he's an executive.
He oversees all of EAD, so he's number two in the organization, but they sort of have like a few number two guys. So off the top of my head, I don't remember their names, but there are, you know, there's like the lead hardware guy, there's Miyamoto, there's at least one other guy that they're all kind of secondary.
It's like the guy that designed Mach Rider, the guy that designed Wrecking Crew.
Totally. Those guys, they're very important, high established. But yeah, so I mean, there's like three to four guys just below Miyamoto. So I mean, just below Iwata. So that's his job. And basically, the vast majority of software at one point was passing through him. Increasingly, it's been like,
the vast majority from EAD or the vast majority
EAD, Nintendo in general, and including probably what I would assume is all their second party stuff. So like the retro stuff, intelligence systems, you know, I'm sure he had feedback with like the Pokemon guys, just anything would go through him. I think increasingly it's been limited down more to like Zelda, Mario, the big franchises, Mario Kart, you know? And I think here he's discussing the general idea that maybe he has to maybe limit it a little more even and look at smaller projects and fostering, you know, kind of the younger talent. Because increasingly, I mean, Nintendo's development teams are not getting, you know, they're not getting younger. Mm-hmm. And you got a lot of new guys coming in and those guys have to learn from somebody.
Yep. So let me move on and say that this story changed a lot in the ensuing hours.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because the language in that is very strong enough that Nintendo's stock dropped 2%.
Yeah. In the day.
And in fact, I looked at the chart today.
Nah, I would paint it in a very different light. It's not just the quote. It's that Kohler, and I respect Kohler a great deal, so it's not, you know, I'm not trying to like punch him in the face or anything. Kohler took that quote, and I feel like there is room for interpretation either way. Yes, he's retiring. Maybe no, he's not. You know, it's not the best translated quote. And I think that whoever was doing the translation, he should have said, turned to him and like, you know. But here's the problem is that Kohler's first headline said Miyamoto stepping down.
Yeah.
Like, hands down. Just that's what's happening. The quote was interesting because you could kind of see it either way. But when Kohler goes stepping down, everyone goes, okay. You know, and that's, I think, where the big thing went from, because then everybody sees it. Everyone's like, holy crap. You read the quote and you're like, oh, okay, I can see it. So, I mean, Kohler in his own way caused Nintendo stock to drop 2%.
Now, Colin pointed out in an article that he wrote, a follow-up.
Colin Campbell,
yeah.
News and Features.
Yep. He pointed out that often when a company in Japan has like a stumble like this, mm-hmm. they'll say, this was lost in translation, this was a problem.
Sure.
They did not say that this time. They just said Miyamoto was trying to explain, and this is – basically they responded with this strong statement. Video game designer Shigeru Miyamoto's role at Nintendo is not changing. Mm-hmm. He will continue and should be a driving force in Nintendo's development efforts. So his role is definitely changing. So I don't know why they would say that, because he said himself, I'm not doing this anymore.
I think they're saying within the context of he's retiring. In that sense, his role is not changing.
And like, he's still probably going to have his input on Zelda and Mario. It's not disappearing.
Yeah, so he is still...
The guy is what, 60 years old?
82?
He's
13, I believe we put him at.
Yeah. No,
I believe it's 59.
Yeah.
Okay, 60 in dog years.
No 59-year-old in the world wants to have someone come up to them and say, hey, what are you doing for the next 5 years?
Yeah.
That's five whole years. I mean, so he goes and he finishes a game and he's 64.
Are you saying that was that definitely the lead-in question?
Yeah.
I think the lead-in question probably was, where's Popeye 2?
I mean, we've seen – so there are a few things that have come out since all of this. We've seen the full interview. Chris, to his credit, did ask follow-up questions and was trying to clarify. The translations are just kind of weird. I've read the whole interview now because Chris put out the whole thing. And the answers read oddly. And I've interviewed Miyamoto. I've read plenty of interviews with him. Usually his answers are not that odd. So I think
he's retiring.
Yeah. I mean, I think what it does come down to...
He's also 59 years old.
That's a joke. He's not retiring.
No, he's not retiring. But there are some weird translation issues. I mean, Nintendo, you know, if you're a company, you don't want to necessarily throw your translators under a bus. I mean, you know, that kind of sucks to do that.
No, they love doing that.
Yeah, I mean,
no, seriously, that's the first thing they do.
It does happen a lot.
But they don't want
to
have to. But
yeah, and I mean, it's also, you know, you say they misspoke.
But I'm talking like Chris speaks Japanese.
Sure.
So like, he's like on the ball with that too.
I think the thing is that there's something weird in the translation. But like, I think those are sentiments that Miyamoto does have.
Yes,
I agree. I think he is feeling like, it's been, like, he has his say on Mario and Zelda, but it's sort of smaller input. Like, it's been years since he's been allowed to be fully creative. And
well,
his
Wii Music,
his
right?
Things.
So his last, you know, his last directing efforts.
Just to frighten you all.
His last directing efforts are Mario 64, Ocarina of Time to some extent, even though he's technically not the lead director.
He was lead director on Ocarina of Time.
I don't know. It was another guy.
Right?
And then, no.
He's executive producer.
Wasn't
that
Anuma's first game?
No.
I don't recall.
Anuma is Majora's Mask was definitely the lead on it.
Yeah, it's... I mean, from what I remember reading about, Miyamoto was not directing Ocarina, but towards the end, like, really was, like, hands-on. So I think he's a producer that sort of ended up with a lot of directorial responsibilities towards the end of it.
Yeah, his quote was that he likes to come in and flip the table over, right?
Yeah, that's a common thing with him. I mean,
like Jesus.
Hey, our game's done, and he's like, no, it ain't. I mean, you gotta put a Star Fox on it.
When we were...
he really did that.
Mm-hmm. When we were thinking that he was retiring,
don't
I was
make a
digging around.
Game. He will put a Star Fox on it.
Yeah. Seriously. Well, just don't be rare.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Wow.
Easy enough these
days.
Anyway,
nobody wants to be rare.
Yeah. It was a. Like you said, I think he would like to be more involved with projects. I think who wouldn't? You know, if you're a creative type person who wants to be sort of like watching everybody do what you love to
do. His day
to
day is probably more like Japanese corporate man stuff, like overseeing people and making sure stuff, you know, is nice and boring and full of meetings.
That is
not what he should do.
He's got to go to a mall and sign a bunch of Pokeballs for kids.
Like, I wish that was his life. Like an ex-wrestler.
He doesn't do that.
Yes, he does.
That's Masuda.
He'll do that.
One part of what he said was really interesting is that basically from what I took from it was that he also is saying that he's not going to be around forever. You know, he's not immortal, despite what some people think. That would be great, but he's not. And like, he wants the younger developers to sort of learn to walk on their own 2 feet. You know, he's like, I don't want to always be the one going in there and telling them to change their ideas and stuff. Like, they need to learn to do this on their own.
They need to learn to
and
flip
wants
their own
them
tables
to.
Over.
Exactly. Exactly. Really.
One of the weird things about when it comes to him is I think people have been asking if he's going to retire for at least 10 years. Like, 50 years old is not that old, and people have been... I seem to recall...
Think about Nintendo's history. Yamauchi was, what, like, in his 90s when he retired?
Yeah, he was pretty old.
And still like, I hate this video game fad.
Yeah, exactly.
When we
get
to go
their
back
money.
To making cards, damn it.
And you guys are crazy if you don't think he still has a hand in something now.
Yamauchi?
Yeah.
I mean, he was the DS. Like, that was his idea. So, I mean... He was
like just this Dr. Claw thing comes like, out every 5 years. And
if the DS was his idea, then it was definitely the Game & Watch.
Yeah.
Didn't we do this before?
Yeah, so I mean, it was a weird, weird, weird scenario that I don't think was ever completely properly explained. I mean, obviously we saw Chris's entire interview. We saw that he actually asked follow-up questions. One of the things I wanted to know most right after this happened was what was the question that Chris asked that prompted these quotes?
Mm-hmm.
And did he ask follow-ups? And it turns out that the quotes that we saw in the original article were from segments of several different questions pulled together for a news story.
Well, we can break the article up as much as we want, but I mean, it is true that their shares did fall 2% the next day. And that's bad because Nintendo's shares over the year... 50% down.
Yeah. No, I mean, they've had a really, really, really rough year. You've had analysts calling for Iwata's resignation, you know, just that he's out of touch, that he's not going into mobile gaming.
They're asking for the death of Luigi.
Yeah.
No.
It was bad, and I think also what was...
So the point is, buy Nintendo stock now.
Yeah, buy Nintendo stock. I think what was...
Join the Nintendo Fun Club today, folks.
What was strange to me is that
and
it
of course,
took 6 hours.
We can't advocate buying stock in any way. So
that's true. Don't buy it either. True. I mean, or don't not buy it, but if you want to. But you just don't. Listen to us.
Yes, don't listen to us.
If you do get rich, tell us.
But it did take 6 hours for Nintendo to respond, which I thought was stupid.
They're in Japan. They were asleep.
Yeah, except for somebody in America heard that interview. Like, someone sitting in that room.
He had a rough night the night
before. Kit Silver was like,
yeah, so it was weird. It was definitely one of the weirdest things I've seen.
I hope it doesn't mean only Iwata can ask from now on.
I know.
Because seriously, Miyamoto is hard to get a hold of.
Yep.
He was here. We didn't even know he was here. We didn't have anything lined up, and it would have been awesome to talk to him and get that scoop that he's retiring
and
forever.
Not. Yeah, exactly. If, you know, the next time he's like, I'm retiring, people are like,
If he's only got a few years left, at the least he has to just sit down and spill the beans on everything, even if it's all lies. He's like, well, you know, Yoshi was originally supposed to be the star of Link to the Past. Like, oh, awesome. Keep telling us everything you got.
Every time they reveal, like, the secret, like, history of their video game development, there's so many awful ideas that somehow
did you read the one about Link to the Past was supposed to be a three-party system?
Right.
With three playable characters that could switch, and they're just all walking around.
Like, I saw saw some someone. I saw
somehow
someone
that didn't happen.
I saw someone disputing that though because they were looking at the article and it didn't quite make sense with some stuff or something. I don't know.
So you think they're just making up things to make themselves more interesting?
Well, I don't know.
Oh man, Mario was totally gonna have a gun, y'all. He was just gonna shoot everyone.
That was true.
That's true, actually.
That was true. That was why I said that one.
Yeah. So bad. First-person shooter Ocarina of Time.
So I'm going to wrap this up because I have to edit it and we have Knockin' Boots coming in here next.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have any concluding
Stay
statements?
Tuned for some really bad sex advice on Knockin' Boots.
Oh, that'd be great if I could just pitch it. Now, on you, Brian.
Just put out a Dylan record and let it play for 4 minutes and the new crew comes
in. Yeah, exactly.
Like a radio show.
Yeah, when we get our IGN XM station.
Yeah, one of these days.
Why don't we have an XM station?
It'd be great.
Because no one would get anything done ever, including
if, yeah, exactly. If an hour every day was for us to be in here, someone was always in here.
Oh. Yep. And then, yes.
Good times.
So we will... I think Audrey and I were talking today about doing another podcast before the holidays. We might get in here for a short one, like at the end of this week, and then delay it, something like that. So we'll
Some
probably
specials.
What we definitely need though is just... questions to answer, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
And we stopped podcasting for like 10 years, so we're short on questions. So send us questions.
It's been 10.
What's our email? NBC. You have all the contacts at IGN.com.
Yeah, NBC@IGN.com. So yeah,
six letters. Figure that out.
Do it now.
India.
Ask me questions. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask Brian actually... Pokemon names.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll
ask
answer
Audrey
them.
Ask Audrey some creepy questions about wanting to touch her. That's cool. Everything. Just get them all in here.
None of the above.
Good times.
Thanks for listening, guys. Sorry to wrap it up a little bit early, but we'll see you next
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.